The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I never thought I'd get to say that live from Dublin Zoo.
we didn't either, you know. Yeah, we were driving up and we did have a great show a few years ago in Kilmainham, just around the corner from here. But never played in the zoo before.
Never played in the zoo before. A first for every Dubliner and Portford.
Exactly.
Introduce the lads you have with you this
morning. Yeah, well,
the same old three.
Yeah, Noxie and Connor, of course. We are the last remaining members of the Coronas. And we have Keane McSweeney on saxophone. Keane's a great friend of ours who's been playing with us for a long time now and is in a great band himself called True Tides. He's from County Cork, and we're
the
delighted.
The tasty licks coming in there that song.
It's very the jazzy licks.
Was he
overdoing it, Pat? Was he?
No. You mean was he stealing your thunder? No, he was not. How long have you been on the road at this point, Danny?
A long time. We're blessed that we still love it. Our first album came out in 2007. We're going to finish with a song from that album that we still play to this day. But so 2007 is really, I think, the year we started, probably the year before that. But so we're still getting away with it, and we still love it.
We played a clip of you earlier at the very beginning of the program saying, you know, you played in the band as students, and then you got the bug and said, you know, what else would I want to do with my life?
Yeah, exactly. We're blessed. And you know, I think the longer we do it, the more we actually appreciate it and the more we enjoy it. And we still love touring, and you know, we're going off to America next month, and we're touring in Australia later in the year, and we're still blessed that people come and see us. You know, we as you say, we love it, and we still feel like it. You know, if people just wanted to hear our early stuff and we were just nostalgic, we would take that. We'd be happy to do that. But
you're not. You're writing, and you're writing well.
Yeah, we're writing away, and thankfully the new stuff has gone down really well, and we've got a sort of wide demographic, our audience, and yeah, they're eager to hear new stuff, which is great, because we're eager to play it and write.
Well, I know the feeling that you have. You know, it used to be, my mother thinks you're great, and I think you're great too. Now it's
exactly when we started, I used to. Women coming up to me going, oh, my daughter's a big fan. And now you have people coming up going, oh, yeah, my mother and father are big fans, you know. So that can change over time. But, I think...
Wait till it's my granny's a big fan.
Yeah, well, listen, we've had plenty. So we're lucky that there's a wide demographic. Actually, in the last couple of years especially, you see it. You see fathers and sons and mothers and daughters coming to the shows together and enjoying it. And I think that is probably testament to our longevity, you know, which is something to be proud of. We're still proud that we're still doing it. But I think the fact that the demographic of our audience is wide has helped for sure.
Now tell me about Kaleidoscope.
Yeah, well, it's our first time ever going, so we can't wait to play there. It's in Wicklow, and we're headlining the Sunday night. We heard last year that it was a really great festival, so we're
it's
really
in Rossborough, I think, isn't that where it's
located? Yeah. So we're buzzing for it, and then that's, you know, that's on the horizon now in the next couple of weeks, as is Cork and Glastonbury, which will be the first time we've ever played in Glastonbury or ever been as punters. So as well, so it's a first for us. We're excited.
I don't know whether to say bring your wellies or not.
I know. It's hard to know, and it's very much I'm sure it's weather dependent, but we're gonna enjoy it. The night before we head off, we're to Glastonbury. We're playing in the Marquee in Cork, which you mentioned, which is one of our favourite shows ever. Every year when we get to go back there, and thankfully there's a Marquee there, obviously. So even if the weather's bad, we're all right. But it tends to be always sunny in Cork.
I was listening to the album last night. I mean, I was trying to figure out what my favourite. If You're Going, I like a lot.
Oh yeah, thank you.
I like a lot. But the songs are actually, they're quite different.
Yeah,
you know, there's a good selection of light and shade.
Yeah, I think we've sort of evolved over the years, and I think a couple of albums ago we sort of realized that we didn't really have to try and write singles as we used to approach probably albums. We're going, oh, we need some songs to get played on radio, or 3.5 minute pop songs or whatever, and that's probably a bit more of the mindset we had when we started. But these days, we're just trying to write music that interests us and that we like, and the sort of taking that pressure off ourselves to try and write 3 minute pop songs and just sort of write music that interests us. And I think that's. Yeah.
But that's the reviews helped. Are suggesting that you have a few kind of stadium anthems in there.
Yeah.
You know, that you know the crowd are going to join in.
Yeah, well, luckily, or thankfully.
That's part of the
recipe,
you know.
Exactly, yeah. And thankfully, the new songs have been going down really well and people are singing along. And, you know, that feeling doesn't get old, I suppose, you know. And we love it, you know, when people are reacting to the new music alongside the old stuff. So, long may it continue.
Now, you're going to play us out with Heroes and Ghosts. Yeah. Are you going to sing Os Gaeilge or Os Gaeilge?
Oh, I could do a bit Os Gaeilge, yeah. It's funny, that one. The longer we do it and the further we do it away from home, the more people want to hear it Os Gaeilge, and maybe I'll do a bit of both.
Okay, I'll do the rap here, sure. And then you can play us out with Heroes and Ghosts. So don't forget, all our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to in the Newstalk app powered by Go Loud. All you do is search for the Pat Kenny Show.